This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, only show of its kind on radio or TV, no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. I want to read you a quick text I got this morning from a great friend of mine who's an MD who works in emergency rooms all over the United States. He's kind of a mercenary. Wherever they need him, wherever they'll pay him the most and the best deals, he works in emergency rooms, usually really bad places, places where people are very sick or there's a lot of shootings and murders. And here was his response to me, great friend of mine. Hey, Wayne, I'm working in St. Louis right now. This is his text. And then I'm headed to another state in a couple days. Lots of craziness, too much panic. It's the same all over the country. Probably lots more cases because we're testing more people, and it's getting easier and easier to test. And by far, almost all of the people do fine. The death rate is all about older and compromised people, and the death rate is under 1%. I think Donald Trump has done everything perfectly. I hope his ratings will reflect that. And I was thinking about you the other day, and then he goes on to a little conversation about me. So my point to you is, there's an emergency room doctor seeing lots of people with coronavirus, and even he's saying the death rate is well below 1%, which brings it in the range of the flu, by the way. And you're going to be fine if you're young and healthy or middle-aged and healthy, and you're not doing any terrible things to compromise your immune system, and you don't have cancer, or you don't have emphysema, you're going to be fine. So why are we all so hysterical, you know? Just crazy. All right, here is my column that's coming out in newspapers around the country on Sunday, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Why are Republicans and Democrats so divided over coronavirus? You're going to like this because I figured out the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Obviously, we're a very badly divided nation. So divided, we agree on virtually nothing. So divided, we can't even talk to each other anymore. So divided, one side doesn't believe in anything the other side says. So divided that California, New York, and Illinois might as well be on a different planet than Texas. We can't even agree on how to respond to coronavirus and when to get back to business. Check out the latest Rasmussen poll. 61% of Republicans believe America will literally rise from the dead and get back to doing business by Easter. Count me among them. But only 41% of all voters believe the USA can get back to work by Easter. 61% of Republicans, only 41% of everyone. But that includes Republicans. That means that among Democrats, they didn't show that number, among Democrats, the number must be in the teens. Democrats, none of them believe we're getting back to work. In the past few days, President Trump made it abundantly clear that Americans need to get back to work. I have said repeatedly on my nationally syndicated radio show that the business of America is business. It's time to get back to work. Because the deadly virus is temporary, but the economic disaster that we're causing could last a lifetime and prove far more deadly in the long run. Now, many conservatives such as myself have also pointed out the mortality rates for coronavirus were greatly exaggerated. On Thursday, Dr. Deborah Birx, America's doctor, meaning she's the main doctor for Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, she's the head of the coronavirus task force, said the same thing in her press conference. There will not be millions dead in the USA. The math just doesn't add up. She reported how computer models predicting 500,000 dead in the UK have now been downgraded to 20,000 dead. She reported how the terrible death count in Italy just doesn't add up to millions of Americans dead, not even close. President Trump and Republican businessmen like me remain steadfast and optimistic that we can start bringing this terrible pandemic to a close and be back to business, or at least a limited business rollout, by Easter. Not in New York, obviously, not in New Orleans. Those are the biggest hotspots in the country. And I'm betting you money, eventually, within a week or two, you'll find out Los Angeles and San Francisco are huge hotspots, and Chicago. But outside of those areas, we could either get back to business or at least a limited business rollout. Not because we don't take this pandemic seriously, but because we believe in our hearts that we can't allow the U.S. economy to die. We can't allow a Great Depression to start. We can't honor the sick or dying by losing our jobs, incomes, and life savings. Someone has to mind the store, keep the economy going, pay the bills, and pay the taxes. So that after we win this war, and we will win, there is something for the older, weak, and vulnerable to come back to. We believe in our hearts and souls there's a way to restart this economy and do it carefully, reasonably, responsibly, and still protect the most vulnerable, oldest, and weakest among us. Meanwhile, Democrat politicians and liberal Hollywood activists scream about millions of Americans dying, keeping the nation's locked down for months, and they call Trump and Republicans all kinds of terrible names. We're reckless, we're out to kill them. All we care about is business, all we care about is money, all we care about is Wall Street. What accounts for this difference? Well, I believe I figured it out. It's all about personality. We are literally from different worlds, different planets. Most every Republican I know is positive, outgoing, relentless, won't take no for an answer, and has can-do spirit. Right? Aren't you cheering right now, cheering Wayne Root? Don't you have can-do spirit? Aren't you relentless? That's why so many Republicans are successful in the business world. That's why we're proud to create the jobs and pay the taxes. We are the workers, makers, and producers of America. We turn lemons to lemonade. We see the glass as half full, not half empty. We love working. We see it as our American way of life. We desperately want and need to get back to work. It's who we are. Democrats are the polar opposite. They are cynical, negative, always finding fault with America, capitalism, and business. That's why conservative talk radio is so successful, like this show, whereas there's virtually no liberal talk radio. You ever think about that? It's just too negative, too dark, too depressing. Liberals are sad sacks. Liberals are always complaining with no solutions other than bigger government. That explains the differences in how we see coronavirus. Republicans have everything to lose if we don't get back to work. We see our businesses, careers, jobs as our calling in life, our babies. It's who we are. Taking that away from us is like death. Democrats are made up of groups that don't see anything to gain by rushing back to work. Some of them didn't work before the crisis. Some are protected by union contracts and union pensions. Some work for government and they have jobs for life. Some have lived on a welfare check for much of their lives. Some want to be paid bigger checks for being unemployed than for working. In the end, Democrats feel they can stay home, take no risk, and government will pay them. It's a completely different mindset. Democrats depend on government. Republicans depend on God, prayer, self-reliance, and personal responsibility. Our lives are wrapped up in our businesses, careers, and jobs. We're risk takers. We must get back to work or risk losing everything we've worked our whole lives to build. It's what makes us who we are. Yes, we're a divided nation. Yes, it's like we're from different planets. I'm proud to be from the planet where the glass is always half full. Where America, the greatest healthcare system in the world, and the strongest economy in the world will always prove victorious. Yes, it's true. The business of America is business. Let's let the people who want to get back to business. That's my commentary. Why Republicans and Democrats are so divided over coronavirus. Want me to just sum it all up in a sentence? We're from different planets. Republicans are from Mars and Democrats are from Uranus. That sums it all up in one sentence, right? Different planets, man. Remember that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus? Or maybe it's Women Are From Mars, Men Are From Venus? What's that guy's name? Dr. John Gray. That just popped in my mind. Dr. John Gray. I don't even think he's still alive. I don't think I've heard his name in 20 years, but he wrote one of the biggest bestsellers in the history of books. I think it was Women Are From Mars, Men Are From Venus, something like that. And that's basically what I'm saying. Republicans are from Mars and Democrats are from Uranus. We're just from different planets. And we think so differently, we're never going to agree on anything. Not even on how you fight coronavirus, not on staying how long you stay home, not on how long you can't shake people's hands, and certainly not on how long you can't go back to work. We need and want the economy to go back to the way things were. And we're willing to take risk. Willing to take risk. Anyway, Pew Research says 95% of Americans say Trump's travel ban is necessary to stop coronavirus. Trump's ratings, highest of his presidency, according to Gallup, 49%. Trump's ratings versus coronavirus, over 60%, 61%. And that was before a really good week. I think this is the best week he's ever had. And then Trump's approval tops disapproval for the first time ever in the ABC News Washington Post poll. For the first time in his entire presidency, his approval rating is higher than his disapproval rating. Okay, remember, these are all polls that poll anyone who picks up the phone with a pulse. They don't poll likely voters like Rasmussen, like I would. They poll anybody who picks up the phone, and those people are always anti-Trump. But if you poll likely voters, they're always a little bit for Trump. Well, here's their poll polling everybody who picks up the phone who has a warm pulse. Trump's at 48% approval, 6% disapproval. And I said this, I've said this before, this is how Trump becomes a leader. He surpasses politics. Okay, conservatives like me and you don't even like everything he's doing. But the overall effect you gotta love, which is the wartime of it's America. Don't kid yourself, as Vladimir Zelensky said, this is a war. There is no question this is a war. And it's a war against a virus that you can't even see, an invisible kind of war. And Trump is winning it, and he's looking like a general. He looks like Eisenhower. He looks like MacArthur. He looks like Patton. Some of the things he does are not my cup of tea. They're not Republican. They're not conservative. They're actually quite FDR, New Deal liberal. They're actually quite Marshall Plan, but I recommended the Marshall Plan. I said it's time to throw all politics to the wind. You do what you got to do. You got to get reelected. You got to win over the American people. You got to be a leader. Trump did it. Trump did it. And he has slightly higher approval rating over this than his predecessor for Ebola. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. 663-1929 or go to finestone.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Finest Known. There's a great article out. It's like selling toilet paper. If you haven't bought physical gold yet, it's probably too late. This article says all over the United States, and I mean all over the United States, coin shops are out of gold, out of silver, and in particular out of American silver eagles. And here we've got a company that I asked them to go big or go home and do something very special for my audience. And for a limited time, my friends at Finest Known are offering one heck of a deal for my war fans. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. American Silver Eagles, the world's most popular silver coin, for a limited time. You can acquire pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost, meaning you're getting it wholesale. They're not making a penny. You're getting the best price you can get it at cost. Call Finest Known today. Reserve 100 silver American Eagles, and they will include the book, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold Absolutely Free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I promise you, they will treat you like gold, ironically. No pun intended. They'll root for you. I was talking about, when we left for break, this poll in the ABC News Washington Post poll that has Trump, for the first time in his entire presidency, more approval than disapproval. I mean, liberals must be losing their minds. They got to be. They must be like, this isn't fair. We got the world's worst pandemic and Trump's winning? It destroyed the economy and Trump's winning? There's no more good stock market and Trump's winning? Stock market crashed and Trump won? I got to tell you something. This is how honest I am. I've always been raw honest on this show, on every show I do. When Obama was president, it was 8 years of misery, and the worse it got, the more the stock market went up. The worse the economy got, the more the market went up. Why? Because if the news is all bad, they understood that the Fed would just keep dropping money out of a helicopter on Wall Street, and everybody would get rich. The worse it gets, the better it is for you, you know, when you live on Wall Street. Because they're going to do things to juice the economy. And when they juice the economy, you make a fortune on Wall Street. And everybody got rich under Obama for 8 years, even though the economy was absolute crap. And I think a little of that is happening now. Trump is doing the most incredible job ever seen in the history of mankind to try to save the economy. But he's doing it by taking all the money of government, all the money of the Fed, and dumping it right in the middle of Wall Street, which is Main Street, right for America. He's just giving away all the money we got, and we're running the printing presses all day long to print more, just like Obama did. He had no choice. Obama didn't have this kind of a disaster. He had the most incredible bad luck in world history, Trump. After creating the greatest economy ever and the biggest turnaround ever, he suddenly got this idiotic pandemic violence, a pandemic crisis. And when I say idiotic, I mean idiotic. Then who would believe it? How could it happen? Who has an invisible enemy that changes your economy from the best ever to the worst ever? From the greatest ever to a Great Depression to 1929? Who ever heard of such a thing? It's bizarre. So that's what I mean by idiotic, from the standpoint that it's just, you can't even understand how it's possible. It's so bizarre. What are the odds of that? That's why I keep thinking it's not quite as coincidental as you think. I think China somehow was very involved in trying to take out the world economy and the American economy to make themselves the most powerful country in the world. And it's never going to work with Trump as president. If they did it on purpose, or if they covered it up and thought, well, we got some benefit here anyway, either way, it doesn't matter. And my guess is probably the second. Communists are just so incompetent that they probably let the virus out of their biowarfare lab. The only one they've got in the country is in Wuhan. Guess where it is? Wuhan. And the bug got out, and then it got out of control, and it killed a lot of their people. And the numbers they've given are ridiculous. It didn't kill 3,000 of their people. It probably killed 50 or 100,000 or God knows how many of their people. I know I saw an article the other day that it's impossible to live in China without a cell phone. I mean, they track every movement. The government wants everyone to have a cell phone. You can't live without it because you got to open your cell phone and show wherever you go, they're watching you. And you got to show the cameras and the little devices. You know, you're walking into this area, secure area, you need your cell phone to show them what number you are, who you are. So everybody has to have a cell phone. And there's suddenly millions less cell phones in operation in China, out of the blue, for the first time ever. So maybe this thing got loose and killed or certainly sickened millions who are still recovering and they're not using their phones. I don't know if it killed millions, but it certainly sickened millions, and it certainly killed a lot of people, a lot more than we know. But Trump is the only one who could win this thing. Even in the midst of the worst economic crisis in history and the worst health pandemic we've ever seen in this country, Trump is coming out a winner. He asked the Washington Post.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump puts his signature on the $2.2 trillion COVID-19 relief package that will help American workers and businesses.
I want to thank Republicans and Democrats for coming together, setting aside their differences, and putting America first. This legislation provides for direct payments to individuals and unprecedented support to small businesses. We're going to keep our small businesses strong and our big businesses strong. This historic bill includes the following: $300 billion in direct cash payments will be available to every American citizen earning less than $99,000 per year, $3,400 for a typical family of four. So family of four, $3,400.
The Dow closed down 915 points to finish the week at 21,636. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Let's get right to our guest, Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. We love our Gateway Pundit. Top stories trending at the Gateway Pundit. First of all, House passes $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill despite objections from one congressman, a Republican, Massey. And what was his objection? What was the issue on this whole thing? And why did he want to hold up, you know, $2 trillion towards the American people, Christina?
Well, according to Massey, he was objecting to this mammoth, the stimulus bill, because it's costing over $17,000 per citizen, and there's just a bunch of goodies in there for, let's say, the lobbyists or friends of people in Congress. And, you know, we're trying to pass a bill where we're helping small businesses and American citizens who are suffering right now because of this pandemic. And, of course, you had Pelosi going back and forth, both chambers of Congress fighting over this bill because they wanted to put in hundreds of millions of dollars for migrants and just things that had nothing to do with the coronavirus. So Massey was objecting. However, right now, since Pelosi dragged this all week, the president's basically under the gun right now to sign something. And so I see what he was trying to do, but it's just the timing was off.
All right. I understand his objective, but I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm as conservative as anybody in the world, and I think this bill was filled with garbage and filled with waste and
Absolutely.
Filled with pork. But I still would have signed it because you got to save the American people, and the only way to get Democrats to vote for it is that junk and that garbage and that pork. So I think it had to be done, and it's the only way. And is there a lot of waste? Absolutely. Well, by the way, every bill has a lot of waste in it. It's ridiculous. We're bankrupting the United States, and I get that. But right now we're dealing with the death of the U.S. economy in a Great Depression, so we did what we had to do. As Gateway Pundit first reported, Dr. Deborah Birx admits the initial COVID-19 predictions were wildly exaggerated, and it wasn't just you who reported it. There were two of us who were very loud about it, Wayne Allen Root and the Gateway Pundit. I mean, on my TV and radio shows, I've said this for 3 weeks now, that these are all ridiculous exaggerations. How would they ever come up that millions of Americans are going to be killed? You know, I mean, it's terrible what happened in China. It's terrible what happened in Iran. It's terrible what happened in Italy. It's terrible what's happening now in Spain. But hundreds are dying and thousands are dying. Why would it get to be millions in the United States? Does anyone ever figure out why the math would ever work? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And the key scientist from the UK who came out with this, it's the Imperial College study from London. We don't even know what model he used. And so he came out and he's saying, you know, 500,000 people in the UK are going to die. Over 2 million Americans are going to die. And everybody's freaking out right now. There's a mass hysteria. And then yesterday he reversed his position and said, well, it's going to peak in a couple weeks and maybe 20,000 in the UK will perish. And it's like, okay, so what do we do now that you caused mass hysteria across the globe?
Right, you went from 500,000 to 20,000. And so I said the same thing about the CDC. They predicted back in, I don't know, what was it, like 2014, we had the Ebola scare, and they predicted over a million people would get Ebola in Africa, and in reality, under 30,000 got it. So over a million, under 30,000. Everything government ever predicts on a computer is massively wrong by a scale of 10 to 100. So why would we listen to it? So what we saw, I kept arguing, what you're seeing again and again are ridiculous worst-case scenarios. They actually could happen, but there's like a 1% chance the worst case happens. Nobody's mentioning that it runs the gamut from like 20,000 dead all the way up to 3 million dead in America. Okay, so the media, they only say the 3 million. They don't mention the 20,000.
Right.
That's all this comes down to.
Right, and we didn't see this hysteria when swine flu hit in 2009. Under Obama, there was no hysteria. There was the media wasn't beating up. Obama wasn't even giving press conferences, nothing. And then today we have a president who's a true leader coming out with daily briefings, talking directly to the American people. And he took that step to restrict flights in from China, which was a bold step and it was the right thing to do. He was called xenophobic. He was called racist. Now they're saying he's not doing enough. The media is what's causing all the problems right now.
Right. So you told it like it is, I told it like it is, and I saw the latest poll that shows we were both right, because everybody's getting good ratings for their handling of coronavirus except for the media. That's kind of funny. Everybody. I mean, President Trump, I don't think Congress deserves it, but Congress is getting great ratings. Governors are getting great ratings. I'm sure everyone in New York loves Cuomo, even though I think he's horrible. But the media's got upside-down negative ratings. So that's the only one everybody hates. There you go.
Yep.
So on my radio show today, Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit, assistant editor, we're talking to Christina now. And on my radio show, I had a doctor from New York, Dr. Vladimir Zelensky, who has put together this protocol with this anti-malaria drug and two other drugs to create this kind of cocktail that has had great success against coronavirus, he says. He says 670 patients, only one's been hospitalized. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And this Democrat governor threatens all doctors and pharmacists who prescribe or dispense this anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, for coronavirus patients. What is this about?
Right. So the Michigan governor is the second governor now to come out and essentially threaten doctors and pharmacists and telling them they cannot give patients this anti-malaria drug. They cannot give coronavirus.
But the other one's been slightly misrepresented. I know you think it's my governor in Nevada, Steve Sisolak. He's guilty of the single worst worded press release in the history of mankind. But he didn't say, I'm banning this and no doctor could prescribe it. What he said is, I don't want it to be hoarded by people who aren't sick. So you can only prescribe it if you're, a doctor can only prescribe it if he's in an emergency room or an ICU. Well, that's terrible too. I get it. Doctors in their office should be able to prescribe it before a person ever gets to an emergency room or ICU, so that they never get to an emergency room or ICU. So I get that. Our governor's terrible too, but not nearly as bad as this Michigan one. This is a whole different level of bad.
Yeah. And what the media is doing right now is they're putting out fake stories. For example, there was a couple in Arizona who drank fish tank cleaner because it had like chloroquine in the ingredient. Now, you're not supposed to drink fish tank cleaner, but the media is now saying, oh, well, this will kill you if you take it. And so they're conflating the two. They're conflating these anti-malaria drugs with this fish tank cleaner that this man drank, and he ended up dying, unfortunately. And so now the media is coming out and saying, well, this drug doesn't work, so we shouldn't be using it.
And I just don't get it. I mean,
saying it's not approved by the FDA, so you can't use it.
I mean, look, you know, if I say something very extreme, every time it gets picked up by the media and they try and make me look like a terrible conservative extremist, white extremist, racist, whatever the hell.
Right.
You know, it's like you can easily deduct Democrat governors don't want people to live. They want it to die. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that. So then what's the answer? I think the answer is they're trying their best. They actually think they're helping people, but they've got some form of Trump derangement syndrome. So if Trump says it's good, they have to reflexively say it's not good. I won't allow it. I'll ban it.
Right.
It's not that they want to kill people. Obviously, they don't want to kill people. No one wants to kill people. But they must be suffering a form of mental illness to be able to stop the only thing on the market that we know of that doctors are saying has had incredible results, including doctors and studies in France and in South Korea and in China. It's crazy, Christina. It's definitely a Trump derangement.
From people. Yeah, we're seeing testimonies from people who said, look, this saved my life.
Right.
These drugs saved my life. So.
And I had the doctor on today, and I'm telling you, his feeling is it's not meant for the last gasp in the emergency room or the ICU where you're about to die. Mm-hmm. It's meant to ever keep you, you know, to never keep you from ever getting there in the first place. He said that's the whole key. We don't want to stress the ICUs. We don't want to get you on a ventilator. We want to get this. We want to hit this hard before you ever get to that point, because from that point on, it's 50-50 at best. And I thought that was a brilliant way to put it. So if the governors are saying you can't use it, then you're going to wind up on a ventilator. Once you're on a ventilator, there's a good chance you're dead. So it is like a death sentence to have Trump's derangement syndrome. Just because Trump said it, you're not allowed to help people's, save people's lives? Wow.
Right.
Anyway.
Scary times.
It is. Now, my nephew is a doctor, a brand new doctor out of medical school, and he sent me a tweet today that President Trump ordered GM to start making ventilators. And I see that's one of the big stories on your site, thegatewaypundit.com, right now as well. He was so excited about it and said, I love President Trump. What a great job he's doing. This is my favorite thing he's done so far as president, ordering GM to start making ventilators. What's the story there?
Yeah, so he invoked the Defense Production Act, and which allows him to order essentially a business to make materials and products in a time like this. So he told GM to, I don't know how many he ordered them to make, but what I'm seeing right now in his press conference is that after these ventilators come out, he's going to give the excess to other countries who need it. So he's thinking of Americans, he's thinking about others in the world. He's just an amazing leader right now.
And his ratings show that. I mean, he's at 61%. Right. People approve of his, how he's handled coronavirus, which is a fantastic number. And he's at 49% of overall at Gallup, overall approval. And that's the highest, or tied for the highest of his entire presidency. Pretty amazing. And Gallup's not really one of the polls that I think usually rates him pretty high. It's usually Rasmussen. So that's pretty cool. And then last but not least, Joe Biden's on your site telling Jimmy Kimmel he wears his Phillies cap so that he's able to sleep with his wife. Right. What is the story?
A joke gone wrong. He was trying to basically say that his wife's a Philly girl, and so he wears his Phillies hat. So he's trying to say he is not going to sleep on the couch, but he said it in such an awkward way that it made everybody cringe.
Yeah, well, it is a cringeworthy. No one wants to think about Joe Biden sleeping with his wife. I mean, it's kind of disgusting, but...
Right.
I mean, this guy is just so old, and he's so past his prime. It's ridiculous to think he could ever be president of the United States. Can you imagine how bad he is now? And it's still another year before he take office. And then you have to be in 4 to 8 more years. Are you joking? It's not even possible. He's past his prime by a decade. Wow.
Right.
Democrats pick doozies, don't they? Hillary Clinton, now Joe Biden. Hey, Christina, great job. Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor Christina Layla. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. This segment sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. And I've personally been using My Doctor Suggests silver products for 4 years. I can only state what they do for me. Haven't had any colds or flu for 4 years. Never missed a minute on radio in 4 years. Despite thousands of hours of talking, never got a hoarse voice that kept me off radio. No more brain fog in the morning. Their skin gels made my skin look the best of my life. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenger. See Wayne Allyn Root. Stay Wayne Allyn Root. Sent you and receive 20% off every order. Not the first order. Every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868 or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off. MyDoctorSuggests.com, promo code ROOT to get 20% off your orders. And it's only because they happen to love this show and they happen to love Wayne Root. They're big fans. Okay, so if you were not with me earlier, I mentioned this Trump approval tops disapproval for the first time in the ABC News Washington Post poll. Trump has a slightly higher approval rating for his handling of coronavirus than his predecessor, President Obama, for his handling of Ebola 6 years ago, 51 to 49. That's interesting. A breakdown of the poll results show Trump's strongest support comes from men and people over the age of 40. So I just want to see, for argument's sake, all the numbers. Overall, he's 48 positive, 46 negative, first time ever in his presidency. He's been higher positive than negative, which, by the way, is misleading. It doesn't even mean anything. Because, you know, this entire time he's been higher negative than positive. So was Obama much of the time. Certainly at Rasmussen, he was always negative to positive. But he still won re-election. But among Republicans, Trump gets a rating of 86 positive, 12 negative. 86-12. It's almost the exact opposite among Democrats. 17-78. 17% like him, 78 don't. And you know what's funny about this? If you're a Republican and you're in that 12% that doesn't like Trump, you're a complete moron. How could you be a Republican and not like Trump? And if you're a Democrat, I'll say this too, if you're a Democrat, why are you in the 17% that likes Trump? I mean, then why are you a Democrat? It's also moronic. I understand why 86% of Republicans love Trump. I understand why 78% of Democrats don't love Trump. If you're going to jump to the column that says, I love what Trump's doing, I approve of it, then you should now become a Republican. You can't stay a Democrat and say, I like what Trump's doing. It doesn't make sense. Anyway, among women, he leads 49-45, support versus non-support, 49-45. Among men, 53-41, so much higher. Wait a minute, I think I got this wrong. Hold on, I got one part of this wrong. I'm sorry, that's independents where he leads 49-45. Men, he leads 53-41. Women, he loses 43-50. Excuse me. 43% of women support the job Trump's doing, 50 against him. Men, 53-41, almost the exact opposite. Except a little higher in favor of men who like Trump versus women who don't like him. Among young people, he loses 53-39. Among 30 to 39-year-olds, he loses by 8 points, 50 to 42. Among 40 to 49, he wins by landslide, 56-40. Among 50 to 64, he wins by an even bigger landslide, 57-39. And among 65-year-olds, he wins 49-48. That's funny. I didn't realize when Trump wins so big among older people that he actually barely wins among 65 and older. I wouldn't have expected that. I would not have expected that. But in general, people who are 50 to 64 love him by the biggest numbers. Why wouldn't you love him if you're 65 and older? I don't know. And then Trump reiterates that the U.S. has got to get back to work. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you for saying that. It's just a bold thing to say. You get a lot of trouble for saying that. Wayne Root got a lot of trouble for saying it. Can you imagine? The supposedly conservative Las Vegas Review-Journal fired me, and one of their reasons they claimed is that I was too in a hurry to get back to work and too in a hurry to, you know, to kind of downplay the seriousness of this coronavirus pandemic, which is a total, complete misrepresentation. Never happened. You go read all the columns that I wrote in the RJ. Never did I ever miss or lowball how bad coronavirus is. I'm trying to get the right word. Play down how bad coronavirus is. Of course it's bad. 2 years ago, we had a flu season, 2018. 60,000 Americans died. I think it was a year ago, 60. 2 years ago, it was 80,000, I think. Or maybe they sometimes combine 2 years. I think it was 2017 to 18 combined flu season. We lost like 81,000 Americans. So did you even notice? Did you even know it happened while we were losing 81,000 Americans? Of course you didn't. Did you close your business? Of course you didn't. So I'm not downplaying it. I'm just telling you, I knew a lot of people would die from this. I just don't think it makes sense to close down the American economy. That's not playing down the seriousness of the pandemic. President Trump's not playing down the seriousness of the pandemic. He's using every tool at his disposal to attack and attack and attack, and he's doing a damn fine job. And meanwhile, Democrats, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, rips Republicans because illegal aliens didn't get cash payments from U.S. taxpayers. She wanted cash payments in the stimulus bill for illegal aliens, and she's upset they didn't get it. This is what you're dealing with. When we come back, I'll tell you about it in detail. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV, and we'll see you in a sec.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.